Well, I seem to have picked up the basic principles of the game, so I decided to move along and see what else was going on aboard ship. I don't mind telling you that watching that game of chance seemed to start my sporting blood to rushing. And, of course, my curiosity was that. I moved to the adjoining table, and the crowd seated about it was enormous. I watched the proceedings for a while, and really it looked like quite fun. I believe that they were playing a game called Or Ship. The players of the game were seated about much as we are here at the round table, and each one had a bit of cardboard setting in front of him with pieces of corn scattered about it. Well, after a bit, one of the crowd would shout, Bingo! And the other players, in unison, would shout, Or Ship! It really seemed to be quite a gay thing. Well, after witnessing the game of Or Ship, I decided to go up on deck and have a pipe. As I stood on the deck, I was thinking about the wagering that my fellow passengers were doing, and you know, the more I thought of it, the more my sporting blood seemed to boil. Anyway, I was just standing there enjoying the night air when a chap attired in sailor's garb accosted me and said,
Hey, Mac, I seen you downstairs doing a little gambling. I wonder, just how much do you like to gamble?
Of course, I thought to myself, here's a chance to get in on one of these American gambling games. So I told the chap that I was open to any type of wager, and then he said,
I'll tell you what I'll do, friend. I'll meet you at A deck at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'll really give you a hustle for your dough. Bring along £500, and I'll do the same.
My gracious, that young chap certainly aroused my curiosity and kept my sporting blood way up in the air. I could hardly catch a wink all night. Finally, the appointed hour arrived, and I hurried to A deck. Sure enough, here was this sailor chap ready and eager for the game of chance. And a most peculiar game it was. He had in his hand 2 raspberries, and as he explained it, we were each to place a raspberry up our arse and see who could fart the berry the farthest. The one with the greatest distance would win the £500. Well, now, here was something I could qualify for. We flipped a coin, he won the toss, stooped over, placed a raspberry up his arse, held his breath, and made a tremendous effort. What a magnificent fart, a terrific heave. He blew the raspberry across the deck, over the rail, and way out into the ocean. Well, I didn't think I could top him, but my sporting blood was up, and so was my £500. So, I took down my pants, then my underdrawers, stooped over, placed the remaining raspberry in my arse, and was about to give it the full blast, when the next thing I knew, this blighter had it into me, raspberry of all, don't you know?